Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Pete Zimmerman does a nice job finding our most valuable person on the planet. It's not somebody that necessarily is the big, bold headline in the news of the day, but it's somebody that's got a cool story, and today is certainly no exception, as Jenny Spinner joins us now. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
So, Jenny, you're minding your own business. You're not hurting anybody. You're in the Jewel in Andersonville. What did you find?
I look over to the Lagunitas 12 packs, and stacked on top was what I thought was some swag. I thought it was like free Bears calendars or maybe some mouse pads. And I look over, and it is a really old, really well cared for photo album that reads "My Bar Mitzvah" on the front.
Oh, wow!
And at that point, could you tell how old it was, or you knew it was just decades?
It looked really old. It looked 50s, 60s, and sure enough, flipping through it, there's a picture of the proud father and the bar mitzvah boy standing in front of a sign that reads Shoreland, February 20th, 1955.
So this is something to me. This is something that obviously has great, great sentimental value to somebody.
Yes. Yes, I mean, I'm not Jewish, but I know how important a bar mitzvah is.
Sure.
And this is a really nice photo album. The pages were mounted. There was a piece of paper in between each page to keep them from sticking together. So it was really well cared for, and somebody was missing it.
Jenny, you know, I would have tried to get the most value out of it, but you, as a good Samaritan,
did the right thing.
The right thing, and tried to track
it. Well, wait, you going to hold it hostage? A bar mitzvah photo hostage?
I would
have
been right over there in Edgewater at one of those malls, been like, how much for this? $5, $10, $15? Great. Awesome. And I just got myself some Wendy's.
Well, check this out, Jenny. By the way, Jenny, what do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance writer, but I have a couple of side gigs, and actually one of the things I was doing was my side gig, handing out samples of booze.
All right, so
just a couple of feet away.
So, yeah. So here's your side hustle number four, Private Eye. I love the way you broke this down. One photo had a letterboard that said Shoreland Hotel, 1955. Another, the name William appears to be frosted onto a cake in one photo, so you got to be looking at the pictures. And then a band called Don Fernando can be seen playing in a picture. You used all those clues to track down the owner, right?
I did, and I can't take total credit. I did post an item on Facebook and said, please help. Black Club Chicago wrote an article saying, hey, do you know anything? But the pipeline that carried the name back to me was my wife is super deep into genealogy, and Jewish genealogy groups make stuff happen. If you have a question, it will go across the ocean.
Yeah.
Find somebody's cousin in Israel.
Focus.
And it bounced back to New York City, which is what happened here. Somebody in Israel found out. Yeah.
So the owner is who?
The owner is a very nice woman who lives in Andersonville, not too terribly far away, named Gail London. And the bar mitzvah boy is a lovely gentleman named Bill London.
And why was it in the Jewel? Do we know that part of the story?
We do not. I will let your friend Pete know as soon as I know. But the mystery is almost all solved. we don't know. The one I want to know is how it got on top of a bunch of craft beer.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Okay, can I make up the ending of this? Bill was having a huge party to celebrate the anniversary of his bar mitzvah, 65th anniversary of his bar mitzvah. And he was picking up some Lagunitas, and he wanted to show somebody a couple of pictures because he was super proud of it. And he left the photo album on top of the booze.
He needed two 12 packs, so he needed both hands. So he's like, I'll just put my album I take everywhere.
Here's what I'm going to suggest.
Yeah.
He has a grandson that's getting bar mitzvahed. And he was like, you guys in your crazy ways now, this is how it used to be done. And showed him that thing. And the kid carried it around and got tired of carrying it and threw it on top of the baby.
Yeah.
What about it's a scavenger hunt? It's a scavenger hunt, and he's hiding photo albums all over the city.
Or maybe you were meant to find it.
Listen, Jenny, you're a good person for doing this, and you're the most valuable person on the planet. Thank you for doing that, and we have some prizes for you off the air, including Lou Malnati's pizza and an app gift card and other stuff, too.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
All right, thank you.
Bye, Jenny. Bye, Jenny.
Back with the headlines in just a moment on 720.
I know Jenny. She's a freelance writer in Chicago.
You know her?
Yeah, I know her. Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't see your Facebook post where she did this. But
she was sort of acting like she didn't know you.
She gave a vibe like she was formally, hello, Justin. No.
What was that about?
I want to say she's a Packer fan, too, but I could be wrong on that.
Hmm.
So. Mort. I just met her friend Pete. I don't know.